Surrendering ourselves to God's will includes surrendering our relationships. I once talked with a missionary who was learning to surrender.
Lord, I'm having a hard enough time getting a date here in the United States. What am I going to do, you know, when I'm overseas? And just thinking, you know, if you say yes to this, this may be saying yes to a lifetime of singleness. That was fearful for me to consider.
When we love God more than anyone else, it frees us up to glorify Him in every relationship.
And so the Lord had to teach me, no, Shannon, you living in my will and in ministry, that is going to be the most fulfilling, abundant life that you can have.
Have you fully surrendered all your relationships to the Lord? Ask God to bring you to the place where you can say with the psalmist, "Whom have I in heaven but you? There is none upon earth that I desire besides you." He really is enough. With Seeking Him, I'm Nancy DeMoss Wagamuth.